Good Thursday, another good practice. Good to be out there with Paxton and getting ready for the Chief defense.
Bill, what are realistic expectations for Paxton on Sunday?
Well, I think he wants to play some clean football. We want to get him in a rhythm, and so he gains some confidence from demonstrated performance. So I think it's realistic to expect him to be successful. We're going to put him in some good spots. That's our intent, and the run game is going to help him. And then when it's time for him to do his part, I know we can count on him.
John said he was impressed with Paxton's decision-making against Oakland. What did you see there?
He did. He played well for not having played for so long, you know, since the Green Bay preseason game. So he did do some nice things. We know we got down there in the red area and came away empty-handed, but he had a good start, so it'd be great to build on that.
Bill, are you game planning more to win the game and go against the Chiefs' defensive scheme, or are you game planning in part at least to see what Paxton can do and put him in certain situations in certain plays?
All of the above, Les. The biggest part of game planning is thinking players first, then plays. So the fact that Paxton's playing, we're thinking about his traits first and foremost, just like we would think about Brock and Trevor. And then, of course, we want to go beat the Chiefs. The entire focus is on the 16th game of the 2017 season. And with Paxton at the helm, we want to do things that, you know, that reflect his dominant traits.
Do you have CJ and DT knocking down your door asking for some calls this week?
Well, they're excited about reaching a couple plateaus, and they've earned it. The tough thing to achieve in this league or in any sport is to stay available throughout the season, and that durability results in big numbers, and both those guys have put up big numbers historically, and they got a chance to do it again this year.
How's Garcia come along the last few weeks playing every rep now instead of splitting the reps?
Max is playing better. I like the way Max is being more physical. He's finishing. He's picking people off the pile. And I know Coach Davidson is pleased with Max's development.
How closely will you monitor how Paxton's responding to his injury? Meaning, is there a point where, hey, it's just not working out and we got to take you out, or is it important for him to play through it no matter what?
Well, I think that's a factor. I think you hit it right on the head. We've got to assess how his movement is. We want him to be able to get out of the way and defend himself out there on the field during game. So. He's hopping along a little bit out here. He's still got a little gimp, but he's working through it to his credit. And we'd expect him to be even more mobile 3 days from now.
But if it's not responding, you guys won't hesitate. Hey, he really can't do what we're asking him to do to
True.
Take him out, that it's not the right situation.
Correct. That's a universal judgment call, and that would apply here as well.
Has the quarterback rotation been difficult for you as a coordinator, just working with all three guys, kind of starting roles, backup roles?
Well, it's been, not that we'd expect that at the beginning of the year. We've just had to work through some things this year. I've enjoyed all the quarterbacks. We enjoy Chad Kelly. He brings a lot to the room, too. So I think all of us have had a season that we did not envision. But all three quarterbacks have put their best foot forward and supported one another. I mean, I'm proud to be their coach. I'm proud to be on the Denver Broncos, regardless of how this season has transpired.
You said you really liked Paxton throughout the weeks. When did he first catch your eye? Was it when he got to Denver this year, Oakland last year, even during the draft process?
Well, we're aware of everybody that comes out each and every year, you know, in the draft. So I followed him and did a lot of work on him when he was at Memphis. So I think most of the league is familiar with most of the draftable prospects from the get-go.
And so that's when he caught your eye initially?
Yes, I would say that. That's when it began. Yeah.
Anything else? Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.